311.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great day so far. And it's the 311 radio show. So you know we're with the Barbados Fire Service. And I am Crystal J. Paul, as we're here every Sunday to share with you news and topics and some wonderful information from the Barbados Fire Service. And today we have Fire and Life Safety Officers Andre Wharton.
Yes, please. Good afternoon, Barbados. Good afternoon.
And Kevin Sobers.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us again.
Yes. How are you gentlemen doing?
Today is a great day. The office is a lot quiet today. We don't have certain persons with us today, so God is truly good.
That can be taken a couple ways, but you know, but still, God is still good.
All the time.
Oh dear. All right, so there are a couple of things that you wanted to touch on, including one aspect that we would have looked at before, but then you want to remind people because it is it's still March and April. I mean, the second quarter of the year is upon us. Can you believe it? And I know people should really have, you know, get things in gear if they haven't yet, as it relates to their inspections and so on. So go ahead, let's hear about it.
Yes, please. No, we're just reminding persons that inspections are done annually, every year. And when we say annually, we do not refer to January of every year that you have to come and do the inspection. Your inspection is valid from the date you have your inspection done until the day before that of the following year. So if you have your inspection done today, the 25th of March, 2021, your inspection certificate will be valid until the 24th of March of the year 2022. So all those who are listening, who have businesses or restaurants, whatever the case may be, go and check your certificate to see when it is that your certificate is valid for. And if it is that it's expired, I encourage you to apply to have your business inspected so that you would fall within the regulations of the law. And I'm going to remind you of the process to do that. You go to our website, which is www.fireservice.gov.bb. That's www.fireservice.gov.bb. Once you go to that website, on the right-hand side of the page, you will see inspections. You click on inspections and you fill out the form that is below. For those who may have businesses before, you won't have to fill out the entire form all over again. We've made it so much easier for you. So the first thing you will see after you click on inspection, you will see if you know the reference number for your business, please click here. You click there and it will direct you then to another page where you just fill out 5 short fields to submit to us. And one of those fields that they will ask for would be your reference number. And I know a lot of persons will call and ask, but what is my reference number? I'm seeing 2 numbers on my certificate. Your reference number is a number that begins with FS for fire service. FS. And it will have a date like 2018-03 or 2019-03. So that will be your reference number. So you just put in that reference number and fill in the short fields below. The last thing that you will have to fill in is they will ask you to put in a brief note. And that is because we know the circumstances we find ourselves in. Persons are working different hours or different timings. Some days they may be closed. So if it is that you know you're going to be open just Monday to Wednesday, 9 to 3 or 9 to 1, then you can put that information there so that when we are scheduling our inspections, we know what period we can look at and try to slot you in that area. So you go to the website. Just also remember that the fees would have changed from April 1st of last year. So what you would have paid in all the previous years, that is no longer the case in some instances. Some instances is cheaper, some it may have been a little bit more pricier, but if you want to see the fees for that, once you put the cursor over inspection, you will see inspection fees, and that will give you all the fees for what your business would fall under.
Well, that sounds pretty straightforward. I mean, so the it's basically user friendly on the website. So
Yeah.
all they need to do is just follow the instructions.
Yes, please. Very user friendly. And
Yes.
for those who may not be computer savvy, feel free to contact us at 535-78-29-30-31-32-33. Any of those numbers, so 535-78 and any number between 29 and 33. And if you have any questions or queries, feel free to ask that question and we'll be able to assist you where possible.
Okay, sounds pretty good. Now, to whom exactly would a fire certificate, the need for a fire certificate apply? Because, there are businesses that are no longer in existence due to the effects of COVID-19. There are businesses that have scaled down. Some may have moved from a physical location to maybe online or to their home. So to whom would this need be applied?
Right, I'm glad you asked that because a lot of cases we have persons who applied previously for an inspection, and because of circumstances or situation beyond their control, some of those businesses may have closed or may have changed their working conditions. Feel free to contact us at those same numbers and let us know, and we will see how we can work around that. And we're depending on your particular case. What will apply to you and what wouldn't apply to you, and we will discuss that and work towards having an amicable solution. For those who may have still be open, as you asked, what business will fall under that? It falls any business basically in Barbados, whether it is childcare, senior citizens care, daycare centers, restaurants, commercial
Commercial
business,
buildings.
you name it. Any business will still fall under that. Churches, any business in Barbados, basically under the act, they're supposed to have an inspection done and have a certificate from the Barbados Fire Service so that they're compliant to the laws of the land.
So, in the event a business is closed, would they need to inform the fire service, or it just goes by default?
Right, normally for the inspections, we only carry out inspections for those when they apply as they come in.
Right.
So in the case if it is that you have closed, unless it is that you have applied before for your inspection and it was not done as yet and you have closed recently, then that might not be picked up by us. And in those cases where we do pick it up, we try to reach out because we have a whole list of contact numbers and an email address for the owner of the business, for the owner of the building. So we reach out to those persons to see if it is still open or was the case that their certificate would have been expired. But there are some cases where we may not, so one or two may slip through in terms of seeing if the inspection is due. So in those cases, as I said, if it is that you know that you've paid for an inspection or you've applied for an inspection and your business no longer exists or has closed its doors for whatever reason, just you can shoot us an email or you can contact us at that number and we can direct you as to what to do and what we can do to assist you in terms of what you your monies and that sort of stuff.
All right, sounds pretty good. Now, for those who may have joined at some point in this discourse, could you just summarize again, giving them the website and what it is that they need to do?
Yes, please. So basically, to summarize, you just go to our website, www.fireservice.gov.bb, fireservice.gov.bb. You click on inspection, and for those new businesses, you just fill out the form which is directly below. For those who have a business before, an existing business, and you have a certificate, you look on your certificate, you will see your reference number beginning with FS. And you just click here on the first line where it says if you know the reference number for your business, click here and you fill out that section instead of having to fill out the entire form again.
All right, sounds good. So we hope that people will definitely take the step towards getting this done for their businesses. We know that in some cases people are still unsure as to what the future holds for their businesses,
Okay.
but this information they absolutely need to know. And what is the penalty for not going through with this procedure?
Well, let's just say for those who do not apply to have their business inspected, or if it is that your certificate has expired and any member from Barbados Forest Service, the Labor Department, or any inspectors or staff, visit your establishment and ask to see your certificate, and you either don't have one or it has been expired, then your business can be closed down until you have such the certificate, or until you have been inspected and passed the inspection and received your certificate. So in this day and age when everybody is trying to stay above water, and more so that everybody would rather have their business open than have to hear their business is closed down until they have the inspection done. And to add to that, because of all of the lockdowns and pauses that we have, I encourage persons, if you know that your certificate is going to expire in April or so, do not wait until the week before or the day before to apply. Apply at least a month in advance, so that, because obviously you know we had a lockdown and it pauses, and it means then that we may have a backlog, or we may have some that who will not have been covered in that period, and we know how to do those. It means that your wait will be even longer. So apply in the early so that you can be covered before that time to avoid running yourself in any situations that you do not really need to find yourself in. And I will also, to those who are waiting for their inspection, we apologize for the length of time that you have to wait, but I'm sure everybody will understand that due to the circumstances that we are in, the lockdown, the pauses, and the backlog that we have, it means then that our inspectors have to do even more to catch back to what they would normally be at. So just bear with us, and please know that we are working as hard and as fast as possible to get to everyone, but to do it in as safe a way as possible so that it ensures our health, your health, and that your business is up to standard.
Wonderful. And of course, you've made it easy. People can go online,
yes,
as
please,
opposed to having to go in line. So that's good.
Yes,
so
please.
That's good.
And to add to that, the process as it relates to inspection, once you apply online and it comes in, yes, you may receive an automated response saying that what you submitted was sent. But we, as the Forest Service, we prefer, or we rather, once we receive it, we decided that once we see it, we have processed it and added it to our system. We contact each and every single person, the business, to let them know that we've received the application, that it has been processed, and we update you as to what the following steps would be. So for those who may not know or who may have forgot, once it has received, we have to add all the information to our system to update it. It's then processed and sent to the officer who then assigns that inspector to the inspection. Once that is done, that inspector will contact you and arrange with you in terms of when he will be coming to do the inspection. And just mind you, some inspectors may not tell you, okay, I'm going to come on this particular day at the exact time. They may say, okay, I see that you work Monday to Wednesday between such time and such time, so I'll try to visit you probably next week on one of those days, or the following week on one of those days. And he may turn up before that, because we don't want it to be a case where you say, oh, he's coming on Wednesday next week, so let me go and clear in my exit, me put my extinguishers out of the box and put them up, and be going to buy some batteries to put in a small alarm, and then take them up when he gone. No. So if you feel you're going to trick us, you're wrong.
Well, you know, an inspection is supposed to be able to happen at any time, right?
Exactly.
So, okay. Exactly. All right. Okay, well, thank you very much for that information on inspections. Now, there's something else that you wanted to address. We had a very
Before we get to that as well, I just want to add to those persons who, for some reason, still like to burn, because as they always say, burning is a Bayesian thing. I encourage you and I appeal to you, stop the burning. Let burning be your last resort. For those who have to burn, the same thing goes. You can go online to the same website, and you go to burn permits or electronic forms, and you click on the burn permit form, you fill out that form and submit it to us, the same thing applies. We'll let you know that we received it, and the inspector assigned will contact you when he's coming to do the inspection. So yes, it's not a case that you apply for the burn permit, and once you apply for the burn permit, that it means you can go ahead and do the burn. No. It does not mean that you turn up to for a service, say, oh, I apply for your burn permit, and I come to make the payment. No. You apply, the inspector contacts you, he comes and he does an inspection of where, what it is you have to burn, the area that you have to burn in, and you take into consideration the area that you live in, if it poses any threat to any person in the neighborhood or in the surroundings, if it is that it's going to spread and could cause a wildfire, all that he has to take into consideration. And based on what he sees, he will give you a recommendation as to if it is that you should get it plowed up, if it is that the sun may be cheaper and may be more beneficial to you, or as a last resort, okay, from what I've seen, it poses no threat. Someone will contact you to let you know that you have been approved to do the burn, to do your own burning. And once that is done, you still have to wait, because he will then send the information back to us, and we will then contact you to let you know, okay, you have been approved, you can come in and make that payment for the inspection. So it's not that you have to come and pay before, and then you're denied, and then that money has gone to waste.
Mm.
Once you have been approved, then you will then come in and make the payment. The same email address that you provided in the online application, you'll receive back confirmation that you have been granted the to go ahead and do the burning on that particular date that you requested, or if it is that it will be for a longer period that you can burn once every month, all of that will be sent back to you in your email.